This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
Welcome to our special presentation of the 100th year season of the Winona Municipal Band. Always a summertime tradition, the Winona Municipal Band performs exciting marches, fun medleys, and sound-rich arrangements of classic pieces. During this episode, you will hear Under One Flag, Bist Du Bei Mir, the English Folk Song Suite, Little Brown Jug, the Washington Memorial Fauché Tower March, a medley from The Sound of Music, and of course, historical tidbits on the Winona Municipal Band, presented by Dr. Dan Barr. I'm Terry Tenseth, inviting you to enjoy a tradition for 100 years, the music of the Winona Municipal Band, directed by Levi Lundack.
The weather's always interesting to guess and judge, and no one in the band has a meteorology degree, so we decided to say, let's do it indoors, because we know we're going to be just fine. So thank you for coming. Tonight, we're going to start with Under One Flag by Jay Bokhuk. It was commissioned for the Atlanta Olympic Games. It was actually premiered prior to that by the Atlanta Olympic Band. The title represents the spirit of the games, with the nations competing under a single Olympic flag for their country. So, Under One Flag by Jay Bokhuk.
Thank you.
turn now to some music by Johann Sebastian Bach. However, Bach stole it. It was actually by Gottfried Heinrich Stusel, a melody from an opera he composed. He really liked the melody, and he set it to some lyrics. Bist du bei mir? It's 31 words in German. English is a little bit less. As long as you're with me to the end, I face death with ease. Johann Sebastian Bach's, a.k.a. Stusel's, If Thou Be Near.
Thank you.
We turn to a classic in wind band literature, English Folk Song Suite by Ralph Vaughan Williams. It has three movements, the march, the intermezzo, and another march. And many people think it's a folk song and a march. Folk song and the intermezzo, another folk song and a march. There's a few folk songs in each. In the first march, there's 17 Come Sunday, Pretty Caroline, and Dives at Lazarus. In the intermezzo, there's two, My Bonnie Boy, Different Than My Danny Boy, My Bonnie Boy, and Green Bushes. In the final march, there's four, Blow Away the Morning Dew, High Germany, yes, this is English Folk Song Suite, The Tree So High, and John Barleycorn. We hope you enjoy English Folk Song Suite.
Thank you. Save your applause. Is this a terrific band or what for trying such a tough tune? Second concert of the year, they try that piece. Well, tonight's historical interlude is going to bring us up to 1935. The Winona Municipal Band Director was Orville W. Reese, and he assumed that position in 1920. The headline read, Reese, skilled director of bands, brings other musicians to Winona. Well, Reese, the cornet and saxophone soloist, came to Winona from Indiana. The other musicians were his wife, Babette, who played and taught saxophone and piano, Walter Christensen, a splendid baritone who also played saxophone, and his wife, Babette's sister, Frida, who had a beautiful contralto voice and also played saxophone and xylophone. So, remember, we have Orville Reese, his wife Babette, her sister Frida, and Frida's husband Walter Christensen. Now, the one instrument that they all played was the saxophone. And in fact, Reese was trying to assemble the largest all-saxophone band in the United States. My, how times can change. A decade earlier, this foursome had performed around the country as the Musical Reeses. They came to Winona in 1919 to buy Winkle's Furniture, 173 East 3rd Street, which they intended to, quote, modernize with furniture booths, potted plants, and tasty interior decorations, unquote. Babette also established a music teaching studio at that address. After 2 months of rehearsals, on June 13, 1920, Reese presented the first concert of the 40-member all-male band. Reese quickly got his family quartet into the act by featuring Christensen with a vocal number, a duet by Frida and Christensen in June, and his own wife appeared in August when the newspaper announced band to have star xylophonist Babette Reese. The concerts were usually at the Lake Park location, except that it was flooded. In the winter, Reese concentrated on rehearsing the band and developing a junior band. The band continued to play for local festivals, fairs, parades, political rallies. Reese revived tournaments in which bands from local cities competed for prizes. In August of 1921, the Lanesboro Band won first place, and the fifth prize went to the Strum Ladies Band, which, quote, was seriously handicapped by the absence of its director. Another money crisis had occurred in 1920, but the Association of Commerce stepped in to fund the band. In return, the band played for booster tours to other towns, promoting Winona merchants. In 1924, our beautiful band show was dedicated, a donation from Mr. F.S. Bell. More about that in an upcoming concert. By 1926, Reese had organized the band into three levels, beginners, junior, and senior. And by 1929, four levels, adding advanced beginners. To encourage youth membership, Reese wrote in the paper, quote, the young musician has a different slant on life. His morale is different. His environments have bettered. His ideas have broadened out. He has more confidence in himself and is better able to cope with the ups and downs of the world. End quote. And that's why we need a boys' band. Otherwise, you're going to get into trouble. And that starts with T, and that rhymes with P, and it stands for pool right here in River City, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I got carried away with the music manuscript. Sorry about that. All right, well, money problems arose again in 1927 when the Association of Commerce decided it couldn't afford to support the band. A band tax levy was put to the voters. Despite many statements in its favors, it failed to pass. Yet somehow money was found for 1927 with a house-to-house campaign for donations. The levy issue came up again in 1931, accompanied by passionate pleas in the newspaper. This time it passed by a 1,350-vote margin, so Reese's band survived. Judging from the many ads for items like 98-cent all-metal plant stands, and $2.95 bird cages, Reese's furniture business was going well in 1931. Babette Reese's music studio was also a thriving business, with 42 students, a piano, saxophone, and clarinet. But there must have been some other business going on. because suddenly both Babette and Frida left town. An item in the newspaper on September 9th, 1931 read, quote, "Divorces have been granted in Washoe County District Court, Reno, Nevada, to Mrs. Frida E. Christensen from Walter W. Christensen and to Mrs. Babette Reese from O.W. Reese on August 24th. My, oh my. This was made clear by the next announcement in the newspaper was made of the upcoming marriage of Babette Reese and Walter Christensen of Winona at Crown Point, Indiana, Friday, November 13th, 1931. So there you have it. So Reese had more challenges ahead caused by the transition from the old band board to the new band board required by law. The boards couldn't agree on the transfer of debts and assets. The old band board locked the equipment away, and Reese was furious. There were some sharp exchanges in the newspaper until everything settled down by April 1932. Oddly enough, Christensen did not appear as often in concerts the next summer. But before long, he was back as a regular vocalist. The band took requests in a special box by the band shell and played encores for popular pieces, receiving positive reviews in the paper. After the band placed first in a lacrosse festival in 1934, the newspaper editorialized, quote, "The value of a band as a goodwill builder for its community, as well as to provide the music which the home folks enjoy, is demonstrated again. The Winona Municipal Band has given a tuneful declaration that Winona is a good community," end quote. So, thank you very much. Next week, we will hear about a true Winona musical legend. And enjoy the rest of the show.
You're a tough act to follow, Dr. Barr. Little change. We're going to go to Little Brown Jug by Del Barone. Originally, Little Brown Jug, which you'll probably recognize if you don't know by the title, was originally a drinking song originating around 1869. It remained well known as a folk song into the early 20th century. Like many songs which make reference to alcohol, it enjoyed new popularity during Prohibition. Some of the lyrics, just so you know, include, when I go toiling to my farm, I take little brown jug under my arm. I place it under a shady tree, little brown jug, 'tis you and me. Little Brown Jug by Mr. Broom. Thank you. like to thank Winona State University for providing us a place in chances of rain or possibility of rain. Would like to mention we do have a number of groups that do record us. We have HBC. Replays are weekly, Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. after the show. If you're trying to watch at home, you'll find this out tomorrow that they're not broadcasting live like they normally do. KWNO also rebroadcasts on Sunday evenings at 5 following the Twins game, and that's sponsored by Lifebolt Music in St. Anna, Winona. And of course, KQAL is Sundays at noon. So many chances to relive the fun and try and keep track of everything that happened in Dr. Barr's story. This one's not quite as racy, but this Sousa March has quite a story. So it ties to Minnesota. It's the Fauché Tower Washington Memorial March. Now, why the two names? If you look at the architecture of the Fauché Tower, it's in the shape of an obelisk similar to the Washington Memorial, and is patterned similarly. However, at that stage of his career in the late 20s, Sousa was getting many requests for compositions. Well, Mr. Fauché was quite a businessman, and he commissioned Sousa to write a march for the big new building, tallest in Minnesota. Well, Sousa never got paid. What happened is the Great Depression. It hit Mr. Fauché, he lost all his money, actually spent time in Leavenworth Penitentiary before finally being let out. Eventually, his family did collect some money because Sousa's family would not let anyone hear or play this march because, well, someone stole them some money. In 1988, they collected enough money, paid the Sousa family, and it was brought out again for that first time. So, the Washington Memorial Fauché Tower March by John Philip Sousa.
Thank you.
It's the sum of our anniversary, the centennial season. Recently, it's been repopularized with the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music. So tonight, Rogers, The Sound of Music, there are 12 different selections from The Sound of Music, including, of course, the favorites, Hills Are Alive, Lonely Goat Herder, Do-Re-Mi, Edelweiss, Climb Every Mountain, 12 total. Let's see if you catch them all. Rogers, The Sound of Music.
Thank you.
Thank you again for coming. Thank you for finding us. We should be back at the band show on Wednesday, but we'll look for you on Sunday as well. Thanks again, and we hope you enjoy America the Beautiful.
Thanks again to all who make the Winona Municipal Band possible, including the sponsors, the musicians, and director Levi Lundak. Tune in next week as we bring you another concert from the Winona Municipal Band. More information on the Winona Municipal Band can be found on Facebook by searching Winona Municipal Band Centennial and at winonamunicipalband.org. I'm Terry Tunsett, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.